Blog Talk Radio.
Go for it. Go for it. Hello, everybody. This is Paul Gannon, and welcome to Go For It. For the next hour, we're going to be talking sports. And of course, like always, we're going to be having fun doing it. I want all your ideas, all your opinions, all your beliefs. And of course, you're going to get a heavy dose of my opinions. The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. And you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. Well, big show for you today. We're going to be talking a little Mayweather-Mosley. Big fight tonight. We're going to have Cliff Rold of BoxingScene.com. He's going to call, and we're going to talk about this fight. It's going to be a big one. We're also going to talk Dez Bryant and his situation, and along with the NBA playoffs. So, jam-packed show today. And, you know, we're just going to talk. I'm going to give my opinions. You're going to give your opinions. And we're just going to have a funky, funky good time. All right, we'll start with Dez Bryant now. If you haven't heard, and it's been a big story, apparently Dez Bryant told Yahoo Sports that Miami Dolphins general manager Jeff Ireland asked him during a pre-draft interview if his mom was a prostitute. Whoa. Everyone probably asked, how could he ask him that? Well, according to a report on SI.com, the conversation happened a little differently, and according to SI.com, the exchange started when Jeff Ireland, the Dolphins GM, asked Dez Bryant about his father and what his father does for a living. And here's how the conversation, apparent according to SI.com, here's how the conversation took place. Ireland asked what his father did for a living. Bryant stated, "My dad was a pimp." Ireland asked, "What did your mom do for a living?" Bryant answered, "She worked for my dad." Ireland asked, "Your mom was a prostitute?" Bryant responded, "No, she wasn't a prostitute." Now, Bryant denies that this conversation took place that way, and he's basically saying that it was wrong for Ireland to ask him that particular question. Now, the question for you guys is, was Ireland wrong for asking him that question? I mean, on the surface, if he just flat out came out and said, "Is your mother a prostitute?" or "Was your mother a prostitute?" then yes, he was wrong. He was wrong. But at the same time, I don't have a problem with him asking that question. Maybe he could have asked it a little differently, but I don't have a problem with it. And I'll tell you why. In reality, in today's NFL, I talked about it on Tuesday, when you're drafting a guy, your franchise is investing a lot of money into this guy. They invest a lot of money. We're talking hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars into this guy. Now, you got to look. With the NFL now suspending guys for their off-the-field conduct, Ben Roethlisberger being an example, Pac-Man Jones being another example. I mean, guys who have missed time not because of what they did on the field, not because of injuries, but what happened off the field, their off-the-field conduct. So in today's NFL, you got to be careful who you draft. And you got to know what these guys are doing, not only on the field, but off the field. Because these guys are possibly missing time. So I don't have a problem with Jeff Ireland asking that question. I don't have a problem. And the reality is, just say Jeff doesn't answer that question. And God forbid, just say Dez Bryant, as he joins the NFL, gets himself in trouble along the way, does various things. And let's say that happens. Then Ireland is the guy who's going to take the fall for that. He's taking the fall for that. That's his job. And that's his job. And also, you got to look at it this way. And in some respect, maybe there's more justification for that question. I mean, you got to understand something. Des Bryant, he was suspended for some time in his senior season last year for apparently lying to the NCAA about his activities with his mentor, former NFL star Deion Sanders. So just another thing to call into question. That's another thing about his character. That's another character thing. Furthermore, his mother had spent time in prison for apparently dealing crack cocaine. So again, these questions are understandable. These are people in this young man's inner circle, his mother. I mean, she's a person in his inner circle more than likely. So again, it's understandable why he asked the question. So the question I have to you guys again is, was Jeff Ireland wrong for asking Des Bryant, is his mother a prostitute? Now, again, according to SI.com, the conversation took place this way. Ireland asked Bryant, what did his dad do for a living? Bryant responded, my dad was a pimp. Ireland asked, what did your mom do for a living? Bryant responded, she worked for my dad. Ireland asked, your mom was a prostitute? Bryant responded, no, she wasn't a prostitute. Now, again, if it took place that way, then it's okay with Jeff Ireland's asked. But, again, if it didn't, if he just came out and said, are you a prostitute, then, yes, he may be wrong in that respect. And he has since apologized for the incident, and the Dolphins organization is said to be looking into how they question their players. And, you know, so maybe some good came out of it. But Jeff Ireland, in my opinion, was not wrong. And he was a guy who was just, in a lot of ways, just doing his job and protecting the interests of his ball club. And essentially, as a general manager, that is your job. That is your job. So number to call now, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the owner button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. And again, you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gann@gmail.com. That's goforit.gann@gmail.com. I said it earlier, I'll say it again. Big fight tonight. Mega fight tonight in Vegas tonight. Big time fight. Shane Mosley, Floyd Mayweather Jr. Money May. And this is a big fight, man, and it's time. It's time to get it down and get it on. It's time. You've been watching 24/7. You've been seeing all the shows on 24/7, and you know it's time. It's time to get this on. And you heard all the trash talk from both camps, the Mayweather camp and the Mosley camp. But now it's fight time and it's fight night in Las Vegas, and it's a big time pay per view, and it's something that I've been looking forward to for a very long time. And a lot of people have said they'd rather have seen Mayweather fight Pacquiao. Yes, that's a fight I want to see, but I'd rather see this first. I'd rather see this fight first. And if Mayweather does what he has to do tonight, he'll go on to fight Pacquiao. If he does what he has to do, he'll go on to fight Pacquiao. But, we'll see. We'll see. If he does his job, which many are expecting him to do, he'll fight Pacquiao more than likely if they can get past the drug issue. So, it's something that should be interesting. It's something that will play itself out if Floyd Money May gets the job done tonight. And many are expecting that to happen. And this is Mayweather's first true test at welterweight. I mean, you got to remember the guy. You have to, I guess, the toughest guy he's probably fought on the welterweight level, I guess, would come down to between Zab Judah or Carlos Baldomir. So, I mean, these are not two big names in the welterweight division. At the time, Baldomir was the welterweight champion. So, I mean, in that respect, he did fight the guy who was, in some respect, the man in that division. But along the way, he has found a way to avoid the top dogs of the welterweight divisions, the Antonio Margaritos, the Miguel Cotos, the Paul Williams, and in some respect, Shane Mosley. But now he's going to take care of that. He's fighting Mosley tonight. So it should be interesting to see whether Mayweather is ready for this challenge. And I get the sense that in a lot of ways, Floyd is a very special athlete and a guy who, when it's time to step his game up, he's going to do it. And if you watch 24/7, it seems like an individual who definitely works hard and definitely does what he has to do in the gym day in and day out. And so, I mean, he definitely has worked hard and done what he had to do. So we'll see what happens. I mean, right now he's 40-0, and everybody that has stepped up to Floyd, he's beaten. And so we'll see what happens tonight. It's going to be a big fight. We're expected to be joined by Cliff Rold of BoxingScene.com. He's going to preview this big time welterweight fight. And it should be interesting, man. It should be interesting. And for Shane Mosley, this is your opportunity now, Shane, to get into this mix. I mean, you've been talking like you're the guy left out. In some respect, you have been the guy left out. It's been Mayweather-Pacquiao. And Mosley, you've come off a dominating performance over Antonio Margarito. You dismantled the guy. So now you're next in line, and you deserve that. And it's time for you to put up. I mean, you stepped into the ring after the Mayweather-Marquez fight, and you were saying that, you know, you want to be next, and you deserve to be the guy fighting Floyd. And so it's time for you to do what you do, Shane, and we'll see what happens tonight. And it's going to be a good one. It's definitely going to be a good one, and this is going to be the first time that Mayweather really is going to get tested at the welterweight division. So we'll see what happens here, man, but it's going to be a good one. So we'll take your thoughts on the fight. Who you think will win, Mayweather, Mosley, and how you feel about this fight. Also, we're talking Dez Bryant. Was Jeff Ireland, the Dolphins GM, was he wrong in asking Dez if his mother was a prostitute? And you got, and I said it before, I'll say it again, you got to take into account that the NFL is not playing in terms of your off-the-field conduct. You got to be on point. And if you're not on point, you're going to lose some money and you're going to lose some games. You're going to lose some money and you're not going to be able to play for a little bit. And they did, like I said, they did to Pac-Man Jones. Not saying he didn't deserve it, but they did it to him. They did to Ben Roethlisberger. Not saying he didn't deserve it. So you got to be on your P's and Q's. So in some respect, some questions are really not off limits. So it should be interesting how you feel, but I think Jeff Ireland was justified in a lot of ways. For what? He asked Dez Bryant. The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It. Also, you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gan@gmail.com. That's goforit.gan@gmail.com. Right, the NBA playoffs. Last night in a thriller, the Lakers advanced. The Lakers advanced, and they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder last night in Oklahoma City to finish off the series and move on to the next round. It's what I expected. It's what I predicted. I predicted that the Lakers would win the series in six, and I predicted it would be a tough series. But I did predict that the Lakers would prevail, and they did. Give Oklahoma City a lot of credit. I mean, you're going to be hearing some things from that ball club in the near future. Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Jeff Green. I mean, there's some guys there, man, that's some big-time building blocks for Oklahoma City, man. And you're going to hear from them, and they're going to make some noise in the next few years. You're definitely going to hear from that ball club. So don't sleep on Oklahoma City. And so you're going to hear that. You will be hearing a lot from Oklahoma City. And give them a lot of credit last night, man. They fought, and they fought in this series. And they played well. And they played hard in this series, man. And they competed with the Lakers. And they could have. They were a Pau Gasol follow from taking this series to seven games. So, I mean, give them a lot of credit. And best be sure that you're going to be hearing from Oklahoma City in the future. Also, the Utah Jazz finished off the Denver Nuggets last night, and they advanced to face the Lakers. You look at that series, Denver, it was a rough road for them. I mean, they lost their coach, George Karl. He was dealing with the cancer situation. We wish him the best of luck with that. And with all that, it was a struggle for them, and they lost the series in six. And give Utah a lot of credit. I mean, they're missing Mehmet Okur, and they missed Andre Kirilenko. Two key guys, man, for their ball club. But somehow, some way, they got it through and they got it done. And they're going to move on to the next round to face the Lakers. And I see the Lakers prevailing in that series. But, you know, give the Jazz some credit because they beat a very good Denver ball club. And Denver had a, you know, they last year they went to the Western Conference Finals and gave the Lakers all they could handle. And this year they bail out in the first round. So we'll see what happens with the Jazz as they move on to the next round. Also, the Hawks and the Bucks last night. Hawks coming off a tough Game 6 loss in Atlanta. And they had to do what they had to do last night to get that victory, and they did it. They did what they had to do, and they played well. And they had to win the game. Their backs were against the wall. It was basically win or go home, as they say. And they didn't want to go home, so they won last night. And they played hard, and I expect them to finish it off. I expect them to finish it off on Sunday and win the series in seven. Milwaukee, they're playing hard. They're playing well. They're missing their key guy in Andrew Bogut. He was their center, and he was a guy that was one of their better players. And they're missing him, and they're playing well. Brandon Jennings, the young rookie, is having a good series. Carlos Delfino has stepped up. And John Salmons, who they required at the trading deadline from the Chicago Bulls, has done his job, too, and is putting work for them. And Milwaukee's competing. They're competing in this series, but I just don't think they have enough. And last night, the Sixth Man of the Year Award winner, Jamal Crawford, handled his business last night at 24 points for the winning Atlanta Hawks as they fight for another day, and they have another day, and that will be Sunday, Game 7 against the Milwaukee Bucks. And as I said before, and I'll say it again, I expect the Atlanta Hawks to move on to the next round. And the number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the On Air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It. Also, you can send messages to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. We're talking Mosley Mayweather. Who do you like tonight? Big fight in Vegas. Time for Shane and Floyd to put up now. They talked a lot of smack, girl. They talked a lot of junk. And now it's time for them to put up. So let's get your thoughts on that. Who do you think is going to win that fight? Mayweather or Mosley? Who do you like? And also Dez Bryant, the Dez Bryant situation. Apparently it's the Miami Dolphins general manager, Jeff Ireland, asked Dez Bryant if his mother was a prostitute. And apparently Dez was offended by that, and Ireland has since apologized. But the question is, was Jeff Ireland out of line for asking that question? I say no. I don't think he was. You got to protect the interests of your franchise, and you got to make sure that these guys that you're drafting are not doing unsavory things off the job and off the field. And perfect case is Pac-Man Jones, who was a key contributor for the Tennessee Titans. But Pac-Man seemed he just couldn't keep himself out of trouble. And in the midst of all that, it cost him a season, and it cost the Titans because they lost a big-time corner and a guy who was a key contributor for their franchise. So those are the dangers when you of drafting an individual who doesn't have their life in order and who had done and possibly could do unsavory things off the field. So, I mean, those are the dangers. So you understand why a guy, general manager of the Miami Dolphins, Jeff Ireland, would ask a question like that, and it's understandable. We have an email message. This is Joe from Jersey City. Joe writes that, "I'm looking forward to this fight tonight, Mayweather-Mosley. And I think this is the time and the night where Floyd finally loses. And all his trash talking and all the things that he says, he's finally going to be shut up by Shane Mosley. I think Mosley has the speed, and I think Mosley has the power to get over and beat Floyd Mayweather." Well, we thank you for your email, Joe from Jersey City. But, Joe, I have to say this. Floyd is a defensive genius. And if you watch the Marquez fight, Floyd was barely touched. He was barely touched in that fight. And he's a defensive genius. So, you saw what Mosley did knock out Antonio Margarito. But Antonio Margarito is a guy who comes straight forward, comes straight at you. Mayweather is not going to give you those type of opportunities the way Margarito gave Mosley. So I expect Floyd to get it done tonight, and I don't think Mosley's going to shut his mouth up just yet. Not tonight. I expect Floyd to get it done. And for Floyd, hopefully, if he does win tonight, or whoever wins tonight for that matter, hopefully the next guy they fight is Manny Pacquiao. You want to see that any of these guys in the ring with Manny Pacquiao. And I think in a lot of ways, a lot of people believe that if Mosley fought Pacquiao, it would be a more exciting fight. And in a lot of ways, it's probably true. Mosley can be a very aggressive fighter. And Pacquiao, of course, is an aggressive fighter. And so many believe that that fight would be a lot more exciting than, say, a Floyd Mayweather Manny Pacquiao fight, but it obviously, I don't think the Mosley Pacquiao fight would do the same type of business that Mayweather Pacquiao would do. Obviously, that's a fight that would be the pay-per-view numbers would be astronomical, and many are expecting big pay-per-view numbers tonight for this fight. And well, you figure if you look at this, so you figure Mayweather Marquez. It was a million pay-per-view buys for that fight. 1 million pay-per-view buys for that fight. So you figure Marquez, I mean, not as much name recognition as Shane Mosley, and Mayweather still found a way to do 1 million pay-per-view buys. So you figure now with Mosley in the mix, I mean, this could conceivably do 2 million buys, 2 million pay-per-view buys. 2 million definitely could do it. I mean, it definitely can do those type of numbers. Whether it will, I don't know, but it definitely has the potential. And with the 24/7 and the way the fight has been promoted, I expect some high pay-per-view numbers for this fight. And this is a legitimate and worthy pay-per-view fight. This is a worthy pay-per-view fight. If you got the money. I know it's a bad economy out here, but if you got the money and you're a big boxing fan and you like boxing, you need to buy this fight. You definitely definitely need to buy this fight, and because this is big. This is a big fight here, and we'll see what happens. And some of you might not know, but the Shane Mosley's WBA belt will not be on the line tonight, so this will be a non-title bout. Mayweather refuses to pay the licensing fees for the WBA, and a lot of people are happy about that because a lot of these sanctioning bodies are corrupt. And so, you know, Mayweather's feeling on that is that he doesn't need belts, and he doesn't need belts to cement his legacy. In a lot of ways, he's probably right. He's definitely right in that respect. So, I mean, the WBA belt will not be on the line tonight for this fight. So it should be interesting. This should be a great, 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 great fight tonight. The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the On Air button at the top of the page and listen to the show. Go for it under the category of sports. And again, you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gan@gmail.com. That's goforit.gan@gmail.com. We have another email. We have Malik from Dallas, Texas. And Malik writes, Paul, you're stupid. How could you ever think that it's appropriate for anybody in essentially a job interview to ask whether their parents are prostitutes? How could you even think that? What is wrong with you? And what's wrong with you for feeling that way and feeling that it was appropriate for Jeff Ireland to do that? How could you think that? Well, Malik, I thank you for your email and continue to support the show. We appreciate you supporting the show and continue to send an email, Malik. But Malik, I don't really think I'm stupid, Malik. I like to consider myself a fairly smart guy and fairly educated guy, Malik. So for calling me stupid, Malik, maybe you're stupid. Maybe you're the dummy, Malik. Because Malik, if you were a GM and you refused to ask the tough questions of these players, Malik, then Malik, maybe you wouldn't have a job, Malik. And Jeff Ireland is trying to protect his job, Malik. Jeff Ireland is trying to do what he has to do to put food on his table and clothes on his back, Malik. It is a bad economy, Malik, so Jeff Ireland doesn't want to be out of a job. So he's saying, and he believes that it's appropriate for him to ask those questions. Now, I'll say, Malik, that if he asked it in the context that Dez Bryant said he asked it, then he was wrong. But maybe he could have found a better way to ask the question. But Malik, he is protecting the interests of his franchise, and he is protecting the interests of his own job. He needs a job. You need a job too, Malik, right? Right, Malik? Malik, we thank you for your email, Malik, and continue to email the show. And you can continue to do that at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. So, Malik, keep the emails coming. Keep the emails flowing. And we'll definitely read them on air, without a doubt. Also, big news in the NBA. According to many reports, LeBron James has captured his second MVP. Are you surprised? I mean, it's not really a shocker. LeBron has done it again for the Cleveland Cavaliers and had a great year. Has another great year. I mean, he averaged close to 30 points a game, another 7 rebounds a game, and another 8 assists a game. I mean, those are big, 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 big time numbers, and numbers that warrant him winning the MVP. Couple that with the record of the Cleveland Cavaliers. They had the best record in the NBA, and they're the number one seed in the Eastern Conference, and they're the team to beat. So give LeBron James a lot of credit for the great year that he had, and congratulations to LeBron James because he is the MVP this year. And we'll see. Cleveland is going up against the Boston Celtics in his next round of the playoffs, and that should be an interesting battle. I mean, I think it's a battle that Cleveland will win. I said it earlier, a few shows ago, actually, that Boston, I think, at this stage of the game, they're an older team, and I just don't think there's enough to overcome what Cleveland has to offer. Now, what may throw a little monkey wrench into the situation is LeBron's ailing elbow. And right now, is apparently during workouts yesterday, the elbow was fine. But at the end of the Bulls game, game five, LeBron ended up shooting a free throw with his left hand. But again, apparently after workout yesterday in Cleveland, he showed no signs of the elbow bothering him. So it looks like LeBron may be ready to go and ready to get the job done. So we'll see what happens. But that's the series, again, I expect Cleveland to win, and I expect Cleveland to get by in that series, and I expect Cleveland to win that series in about six games for Cleveland. They'll win that series, and they'll move one step closer to what everybody believes it's going to be, the Eastern Conference Finals, and it's going to come down again to Orlando and Cleveland in the Eastern Conference Finals. It should be interesting what happens there. I mean, again, if you look at it, Orlando is a team that gave Cleveland fits last year, gave them fits in those playoffs, and they beat them. And we'll see if Cleveland has done enough with the addition of Antoine Jameson, with the addition of Shaquille O'Neal. We'll see what happens and see if that's enough to get through Dwight Howard and those boys down in Orlando. So it should be interesting, and it should be that's the series of school. I expect that series to that will be your Eastern Conference Finals. No matter if Milwaukee or Atlanta wins tomorrow, I think Orlando is going to beat either one of those teams. And so it's going to come down to Cleveland and Orlando. And that's going to be an exciting Eastern Conference Final. And it should be something that, as a fan, that you should be looking forward to. And many fans probably will be looking forward to that series. And again, so today we're talking Mayweather. Mosley, who do you like tonight in this fight? Big time mega fight, who do you like tonight? And Dez Bryant situation. Was it appropriate for the general manager of the Miami Dolphins to ask Dez Bryant if his mother was a prostitute? Is it appropriate? Is that appropriate? I was called stupid by Malik from Dallas. Malik stated to me that I was dumb for my opinion, and he called me stupid. Wasn't too nice of Malik. I mean, I'm a very nice guy, Malik. Why would you say that to me? That's not nice. But anyway, Malik feels that it wasn't appropriate and that it is wrong, and that Ireland stepped over the line there in asking that particular question. Well, everybody's entitled to their opinions, and that's why we have shows like this, where you can give your opinions, and, of course, you give yours, and, of course, I'll give my opinions, and may the best man win, I guess, right? All right, the number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And, again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show. Go for it under the category of sports, and you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. Another email, we have Tom from Boston. Tom writes, Paul, I agree with you. You have a great show. I agree with you that I believe that Floyd Mayweather will get it done tonight. And I think Floyd Mayweather is a guy who he'll step up to the challenge, and he's a tough guy. And a lot of people don't give Mayweather the credit that he deserves. He is 40-0, and he has beaten everybody they put in front of him. He hasn't fought the top welterweights, but he has beat everybody they put in front of him. And yes, I thank you for your email, and I agree with you, Tom. But I have to say this. Granted, you do fight the guys that are put in front of you, but you can, in some respect, dictate the guys who are put in front of you. And Mayweather really has not stepped up in terms of against any top welterweights. He hasn't fought the Antonio Margaritos. He hasn't fought the Miguel Cotto's of the world. He hasn't fought the Paul Williams. I mean, these are the guys who were the top guys in the welterweight division. I mean, he hasn't fought Luis Collazo, for that matter, another top guy. He's not a top guy, but he's more of a fringe guy in the welterweight division. So, I mean, his best fight, his toughest fight at welterweight, essentially was against Carlos Baldomir. So, you know, and Shane Mosley is a guy who hasn't backed down from anybody. He's fought the Antonio Margaritos. He's fought the Miguel Cotto's. So he stepped up, and he's willing to fight anybody. He was, before this fight happened, he was scheduled to fight Andre Berto. So he's willing to fight anybody at any time. So you got to give him credit. He wanted this fight. He wanted this fight. And so we'll see what happens. And it should be a great fight. It should be a great, great, great fight. A fight I'm looking forward to. And I can't wait. Can't wait till tonight. Cannot wait. And so Mayweather Mosley, get ready tonight. Get ready tonight. And we're talking that. We're talking Mayweather and Mosley. We want to get your opinions on the fight. Who do you think will win tonight? Will Shane Mosley finally get into the mix of the Pacquiao's and the Mayweather? Can he finally break that up? He's been talking. He says he's the guy at welterweight. We'll see tonight. We shall see tonight if he is the guy at the welterweight division. And also, the Dez Bryant situation. Was Dolphins GM Jeff Ireland wrong in asking Dez if his mother is a prostitute? Was he wrong? Was he wrong in that, in asking him that particular question? Was he wrong? We shall see how you feel about it. You know how I feel about it. I don't think he was. Maybe you could have phrased it a little better, but I don't think he was wrong there. I don't. I just don't think he was wrong. He is protecting the interests of his franchise. And as your GM, as a GM, and as any, it's a head of a company, as a head of a business, you're there to protect the interests of the owners. Anywhere we work, we're there to protect the interests of the owners. So our job, if we do it correctly, is to do that. Now, if we don't do that, then guess what? We could get fired. If we're not doing that, we can get fired. So we don't want to be fired from our jobs, and he doesn't want to be fired from his job. And his job is to ask questions. His job is to scout and see who's good and who's bad and so on and so forth. That's his job, and he is just doing his job. Hello, welcome to Go For It.
Hey, how you doing? This is Harold out of Ambler.
Hey, Harold, welcome to the ride.
It's a heck of a ride, too, Mayor Paul. With this boxing match, I agree with you. I'm rooting for Sugar Shane. I think it's going to be a good fight. Excuse me?
Well, you don't agree with me because I think Floyd Mayweather's going to win this fight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must I tuned in a little late.
So apparently you're not paying attention to what's going on here. But
hey,
all right. Tell me why. Why do you think Mosley's going to win this fight?
I don't think Mayweather ever came up against someone like Sugar Shane. I think he's fast and I think he's strong. I think the only way Floyd would get him if he kind of did what he did with De La Hoya and just kind of run. And
Floyd, to me, see, here's why I think Floyd will win this fight. I think Floyd is the faster of the two. Mosley does have some fast hands, but I think Floyd is faster. And also, Floyd is a defensive genius. And if you watched the Marquez fight, and if you watched him, Floyd doesn't get hit. If Floyd doesn't get hit flush, and he doesn't take flush shots. So I think, if you don't notice, Floyd has not been dropped in his career. He's been dropped one time, but that was near his glove touching the canvas. So to me, Floyd is a defensive genius, and I think that genius, again, will show up tonight. He's a big-time counterpuncher, and Mosley's going to be the aggressor. So Floyd, that's going to fall right into Floyd's hand. I think Floyd is going to get it done.
You think so?
I know so.
I'm sorry. So you know, hypothetically, Floyd wins. Do you think Floyd will finally? You think that Pacquiao will happen? Floyd Pacquiao will happen?
Well, again, it comes down to this drug testing issue. Floyd wants Olympic style drug testing, and Pacquiao does not want it. They couldn't come up with any type of compromise there. And if you don't know this now, for this fight, both of them, Mayweather and Mosley, are subjected to Olympic-style drug testing. But Pacquiao doesn't want to do it. I think if Floyd wins tonight, with the amount of money that's on the table, there's no way they can't get it done. I mean, there's too much money to be made by both fighters, too much money to be made by both promoters. It's just too much money to be made for this fight not to happen.
Right.
If Mayweather gets it done tonight, and we thank you for your call. Well, Hal thinks Mosley will win tonight. We'll see. We shall see. Doubt it, but we shall see. And hey, man, this is Floyd's toughest test. This is Floyd's toughest test. This is a legacy fight here for Floyd. This is a guy now who has said that he's better than Muhammad Ali, better than Sugar Ray Robinson. This is a guy who says he's the greatest of all time. Very confident guy. Very, very confident guy. Borderline cocky in a lot of ways, but he's earned his right. He's earned it. He's earned the right to be this confident and this cocky. And we'll see tonight if he can back it up, because, again, this is his toughest test at the welterweight level, probably the toughest test of his career. Shane Mosley is a Hall of Fame fighter. And Floyd, at this stage of his career, is a Hall of Fame fighter, and this is a fight. This is a tough fight, and this is going to be a great fight, man. And you know, it's hard when a guy like Floyd Mayweather is 40-0. It's hard to envision this guy losing. I mean, everybody loses, except if you're Rocky Marciano. But it's hard to envision Floyd losing a fight. It's hard to vision that, but we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, and hopefully, like we discussed there, hopefully if Floyd does what he has to do tonight, that they settle this issue with the drug testing, and they finally get it on him and Pacquiao. You hope that happens. You really do, because it's too much money to be made, and it's a big fight, and it'll be good for boxing. It'll be good for boxing, a sport that apparently some people believe is dead. I disagree with you. Obviously, I disagree with you. But it's going to be, man, it's going to be a big-time fight tonight. And it's something I've been looking forward to for a very, 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 very long time. And I've been following 24/7, watching it week in and week out. It's been great. It's been great. It's been a great... That's a great half hour, a very great half hour. The Mosley, they're Mosley camp, not as exciting or as fascinating as Mayweather clan, but you know it was good TV, and give HBO a lot of credit. They do a great job with 24/7, and it's a show that you definitely have to watch. You definitely have to watch, and they do a good job with previewing these big-time fights, and they've done a good job with previewing this big-time fight. The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the On Air button at the top of the page and look for the show Go For It under the category of sports. And again, you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gan@gmail.com. That's goforit.gan@gmail.com. Mayweather Mosley, who do you like tonight? Big fight, who do you want? Who do you like? Who's going to get it done? And the Dez Bryant situation. Was the Miami Dolphins general manager, Jeff Ireland, wrong for asking Dez, is his mother a prostitute? So let's get your ideas, let's get your opinions, and let's get your beliefs. We have another email message. This is Irving from Arizona. Irving writes, Floyd Mayweather may be the greatest fighter of all time. And his record is 40-0, and he's proven that he can get the job done. So I think Floyd Mayweather is the greatest fighter of all time. Well, Irving, we thank you for your email and continue to email the show. But Irving, let me just say a little something to you, Irving. Floyd has not fought the caliber of fighters that says to me that he is the greatest of all time. I'm sorry. Now, if he wins tonight, he proves definitely that he's tough and he's a guy. He's a top notch fighter and not the greatest of all time, but one of the best that ever done it. But to me, he's got to win tonight. This is a legacy fight. If you're going to say you're the greatest of all time, if you're going to say you're all these things, then you have to prove it. You have to prove it. So we'll see if he proves it tonight. You can't just talk, and never back it up. You got to talk, walk. And so far, he's talked and walked 40 times because he is 40-0. But we'll see what happens tonight. We'll see what happens tonight. And I said it before and I'll say it again. Hopefully, if he does get it done, or whoever gets it done, whether it's Mayweather or Mosley, that the next fight they fight is against Manny Pacquiao. Hopefully one of these guys will get into the ring with Manny Pacquiao after this is done. And I love Shane Mosley. I'm a big Mosley guy. But I'm hoping for Floyd to get it done so I can also see Floyd go up against Manny Pacquiao. Because that's another fight that just needs to be made. And you hope that it will get made. Because it has to get made. And I said it before and I'll say it again. Too much money, man. There's too much money for this fight not to get made. You cannot say that this fight can't get done. It has to get done. This fight has to get done. There's no way this fight can't get done. I'm sorry. It has to get done. Somebody has to get this fight done if Mayweather wins tonight. Get it done. Work out this drug testing thing. Get it done. Get these two guys in the ring together. It has to get done. And I hope it happens. I really do. I really do hope it happens if Mayweather wins tonight. The number to call, 1-646-727-3070. That's 1-646-727-3070. And again, you can listen to the show at blogtalkradio.com. Click on the on-air button at the top of the page and look for the show. Go for it under the category of sports. And you can send email messages to the show at goforit.gant@gmail.com. That's goforit.gant@gmail.com. Mosley Mayweather, who do you like tonight? Who will win? Give me your thoughts. And also Dez Bryant. Was the Dolphins GM wrong for asking Dez if his mother was a prostitute? Was he wrong? Again, I don't think so. I may be in the minority here, but I don't think so. We're joined by our usual co-host, Jeremy Yespe. Jeremy?
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Doing well. You're on vacation, Aaron. You're living your life.
A lot of dental work, dental problems. They can... I tell these kids out there, brush your teeth every day. Don't wind up like me.
Uh, You said twice a day. You forgot the twice a day.
An apple a day, too.
Sure, but make sure you brush your teeth twice a day and flossing as well.
Oh, absolutely. Don't wind up like me.
So we've been talking about Dez Bryant and the Dez Bryant situation.
It's interesting, Paul. I watch it, I read about it, and I almost to a point, you know, it's disgusting to me to see how, to a certain degree, the media even enters into certain areas that they have no business being in. I mean, the story in and of itself is sad, and to highlight this just for ratings and advertising dollars, I question, you know, what's the end result in highlighting a conversation that should have never taken place and feeding off of it day in and day out?
But I think it's a question that, in some respects, needed to be asked, and I don't think he was wrong in asking it. I really don't.
Well, I wonder.
I really don't.
You know, when you say that, though, Paul, I have to wonder, what does a mother or father's occupation have to do with how well?
Oh, you got
to
understand
person...
something. This day and age of the NFL, where guys are getting suspended for their off the field conduct. I mean,
but what the Paul
gotta,
is?
It's very important that you cannot cost your franchise by picking and selecting a guy who has some off the field issues. You can't do it.
You're costing your franchise.
You can't do that. You got to make
now,
sure that
now we both
the guy
know we both know
picking,
we both know what side.
You
got to
make sure that the guy you're picking is a guy who's doing their thing off the field and doing living their life the right way off the field.
How can he
get on the field?
Well, I'm going to take offense at as a guy whose father left when he was 4 years old. I would hope that no employer would ever judge me on my father. I think it's wrong to say that because Dez Bryant's mom or dad may or may not have done things with their life, that that's going to correlate into who Dez Bryant is. It's almost beyond comprehension to me that you can say that Dez Bryant's father wasn't a professional athlete. To project what Dez Bryant's father means to Dez Bryant on the football field, it's unbelievable to me. Coming from where my dad left my family at when we were 4 and 5 years old, so then you're telling me, Paul, that when my children are 4 and 5 years old, they better watch out.
Can I stop you for a second? Should I play the violin now or later? When do you want me to play the violin? Now or later?
Why don't we play it now? Because you're saying, Paul, because you're saying that Dez Bryant is going to wind up like his father. You're saying
that
you and Mr. Ireland are saying that Dez Bryant is going to be a pimp, and if Dez Bryant marries, then his wife will be a prostitute. You're saying that I'm going to be leaving my children. Yes, you will. Yes, because you're asking the questions in the interview. Mr. Ireland are asking. Being careful, Paul, is one thing, but assuming that just because your father or mother did something unproductive with their lifestyle means that will be you. Dez Bryant, the athlete, Dez Bryant, the person, you want to ask questions about who Dez Bryant is, that's fair game. If Dez Bryant does things off the field and Dez Bryant doesn't do this, but to say because your mother, father, your brother, your sister, or your cousin did something that you had no control over. Dez Bryant was a young man, was barely even 8 years old when
I got to cut you off there. We're being joined by Cliff Roll of BoxingScene.com. Cliff?
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good. Sorry to be calling in late. I know I was supposed to call in a little earlier, but we had a bit of an emergency here at the house.
Well, I mean, the duty calls sometimes, Cliff.
He had an emergency with his help. I had an emergency with my teeth.
Everybody's having emergencies today. But Cliff, is a big, big, big-time fight tonight. Mayweather, Mosley. It's going to be big. It's going to be big.
It is big. It's not going to be big. It's already big. They're going to cash big time chips tonight, Paul.
And I was saying earlier that Mayweather and Marquez got 1 million pay per view buys. Could this do 2 million?
It could. It could do 2. I saw this week Richard Schaefer one of the head honchos at Golden Boy predicted, you know, as many as 4 million pay-per-view buys when you include the theater tickets sold. I find that to be a bit outlandish, maybe a little out of touch, but you never know. I mean, the marketing schemes that they've come up with for Mayweather fights are pretty interesting. And if it got past the record, which is about 2.5 million buys for De La Hoya and Mayweather, it wouldn't surprise me. This is a superior fight to that, and Mayweather is a higher profile star now than he was for that contest.
Right. Now, Cliff, going into this fight, I mean, Floyd has never been in those deep waters, so to speak. And do you think Mosley will take him there tonight?
I think he might, but I'm not sure that it's fair to say Floyd hasn't been in the deep waters anyways. I think that Floyd has had some interesting tests, but they didn't necessarily happen when the full brunt of the spotlight was on him. I thought he weathered well in the first Jose Luis Castillo fight, even as the momentum shifted to strong to Castillo late. And I think he showed one of the elements of greatness in their rematch. It was a close fight through the first 8 or 9 rounds. And in the last 3 rounds, you see Mayweather solve Castillo and hit another gear that he hadn't hit in the fight, the first or second fight up to then. He made adjustments. He solved the puzzle, and that was great. You saw in 2004, he has been hurt once against DeMarcus Corley. He was stunned in the third round. He was stiff leg hurt in the fourth round. And what he did in that situation is what Nassim Richardson predicted in 24/7 that he would do if Mosley gets him in trouble. He opened up, and he went tiger, and he beat the living hell out of DeMarcus Corley for the rest of that fight. And so I think Mayweather has seen deep waters. I think Mosley can take him into even deeper ones, and we can get a look at the real character of Mayweather tonight.
So now talk about Mosley. What advantages do you think Mosley has coming into this fight?
I think Mosley has a certain level of maturity. I think that there's not much pressure on Shane. Shane's never been an A-side. I mean, Shane's never been the star of the show. He doesn't have to be the star of the show this weekend. If he loses, he's the underdog anyway. So he's not fighting from the position of the favorite. So he really can just focus on being a fighter. And Shane's never been Mr. Personality anyway, so he hasn't really had to sell this fight either.
Right.
Physically in the ring, I think he's physically strong. I think he'll use holding tactics. I think he may even foul a little bit early to try to shake Mayweather up to show him that he's going to make it a physical fight. I think he can play psychological games. And frankly, if he connects, he can hurt you. He can hurt anybody.
Right. Now, we're talking to Cliff Roll, the boxing scene. .com. Now, Floyd is more of a technical fighter, and guys like Winky Wright, Vernon Forrest, have gave Mosley big-time trouble. Will that be the case tonight?
It could. Miguel Cotto basically beat Shane Mosley off the jab, and if he can do it, then Floyd might be able to do it. But Miguel Cotto also mixed in a very physical fight plan. You know, he was digging to the body. You know, that was a different fight. Forrest and Winky Wright, you know, they may reveal that Shane has trouble with boxers because he's always struggled with fighters who can put a jab on him. He struggled with De La Hoya because of the jab. He struggled with both of them. But I don't think either one is comparable to Floyd. In each case, you're looking at guys who are anywhere from 5 to 7 inches taller than Floyd Mayweather, and that makes a hell of a difference.
So, Cliff, we got about a minute left in the show. What's your prediction for tonight?
I think Floyd Mayweather is going to start out a little too cautious like he did in the Oscar De La Hoya fight. I think Shane Mosley is a better fighter than Oscar De La Hoya. I think he's going to steal a lot of early rounds with sheer activity. To purists, it may look like Mayweather is landing enough to win, but I think Mosley will have a lead, and it's going to force Mayweather to come forward late in the second half. Mosley will pot shot him enough to steal a decision in a pretty nasty, occasionally foul-filled fight.
And also, Cliff, real quick, does the winner face Pacquiao? Do we finally see Pacquiao against any of these guys?
It depends. If Shane Mosley wins tonight, there's an automatic rematch clause for Mayweather. He can invoke it and demand an automatic rematch clause and freeze Manny Pacquiao out for as long as he wants.
All right, Cliff Roll, theboxingscene.com. Cliff, we thank you for your thoughts.
Yeah,
it should be a great fight.
Next time we'll get in on time.
Yeah, thank you, Cliff.
All right, brother. Take care.
Bye-bye. About 20 seconds left in the show. We want to thank Cliff Roll, theboxingscene.com, for calling us in, it's going to be a big fight.
Are you going to get that violin out in the next 10 seconds? Boy, you going to get that violin out and start singing?
I got the violin out, and thank you, everybody, for joining the show. See you next week. Bye.